Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're keeping an eye on those chemical fires at a plant in the Houston area. We're going to get the latest on that in just a minute. But first, the threat of serious flooding remains high along the Texas-Louisiana line. In Houston, the fire department is conducting a block-by-block search to find victims and survivors. Here's FEMA Director Brock Long speaking this morning.
We're discussing things not only about restoring basic routines such as power and how we bring schools back up online, but we're also talking about how to deal with massive amounts of debris, as well as the most important thing, the mission of saving houses.
Joining us now is Craig Cohen, host of Houston Matters at Houston Public Media. And Craig, at this point, how much of Houston is still flooded and what's it like in some of those neighborhoods?
Well, first, let me share the good news with you, Jeremy. Central portions of the city of Houston are drier now after a full day of sunshine. Metro, which provides citywide bus service, has resumed limited service on major routes today. The two major Houston airports, Bush and Hobby, north and south of the city, respectively, reopened late Wednesday afternoon with limited flights. But there's still massive flooding in outlying areas, even as most of the major bayous and the reservoirs have now crested. There's still flooding in rivers and streams, and there are still whole neighborhoods flooded. As for who's affected, everyone is in some way. Even folks in those neighborhoods that have largely stayed dry are still finding debris on roadways as waters recede. There are now under 100 high water locations reported on Houston, greater Houston roads. That's down from 450 at its peak.
And in terms of the responders in the city, are they still out doing rescues, or has that phase passed in Houston proper?
They're still out there. They have been working around the clock for, what is it now, 4 or 5 days. And that's put a strain on them, but they continue to pursue. I think we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 rescues yesterday, and it continues to happen.
There are also dangers out there for ordinary people. A 25-year-old man was electrocuted and died after stepping into floodwater there.
Yeah, it's awful, but that is a reminder to all of us that we don't know what's in the water. And so you do, if you can at all possible, avoid flood waters, you should not wade into them.
What's the situation at the three mega shelters in Houston at this point?
Well, the Red Cross today began moving evacuees from smaller shelters into one of the much larger ones, the mega shelter at NRG Center. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett yesterday opened that center. It can accommodate about 10,000 people displaced by the storm. The shelter at NRG includes an on-site clinic and pharmacy, a grocery and clothing store, transportation to other stores nearby. There's even an on-site theater for kids, and I just heard a little while ago about a group of volunteers, teachers who have come to help out at NRG. Yesterday, the line of just volunteers coming to help there snaked around the complex. Meanwhile, across Houston, the shelters at the George R. Brown Convention Center and the Toyota Center remain open. You might remember at the GRB, they were concerned about the numbers peaking close to 10,000. Those numbers have now fallen as people have either been rerouted to other shelters or in some cases to hotels, or in some cases they've been able to return to their homes.
Or go and stay with friends or family, perhaps, if those houses have been dried out enough to do that. What about the situation northeast of Houston, Craig, in Port Arthur, which was hit very hard, and Beaumont, where there is apparently no running water?
Right. Okay. So Beaumont is about 100 miles east of Houston. It lost its water supply because of Harvey. Officials say the city lost service from its main pump station due to rising waters of the Neches River. The pump station's along the river, and it draws water from it as a main source for the city's water system. The city also lost a secondary water source at the Loeb Wells in Hardin County. There's no word on when water service will be restored, but they're going to have to wait until water levels from Harvey recede before they can determine the extent of the damage.
And what about gas shortages in the region? Another concern that we're hearing about because a big pipeline is being shut down.
Yeah, Colonial Pipeline shut down fuel lines from Houston through southern states and up the East Coast. Its facilities are outside of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and those are out of service. There have been other Harvey-related shutdowns of refineries, so Colonial's already suspended operations transporting diesel and aviation fuel. They're going to do the same for a line carrying gasoline today. Could this mean gas shortages? Possibly. Could it mean higher prices? Possibly. Understand when I said earlier everyone's affected, I'm not just talking about Greater Houston. This area is touted as the energy capital of the world. There are oil refineries up and down the east side of Houston and oil and gas producers and headquarters on the west side. Oil and gas is our dominant industry here, and though Houston's much more diversified than it was in the 80s, oil and gas still dominate. So it's just not surprising to learn that as those refineries and other facilities shut down, that may also mean eventually companies that operate pipelines have to shut down.
That's Craig Cohen, host of Houston Matters on Houston Public Media. Craig, thank you so much.
You're welcome.